housing affordability, which affects pretty much every single person in the community, didn't get much of an airing. It's something that's affecting Scott Gadd, who's the head of the Royal Agricultural Society of Tasmania, in a way that he certainly never would have expected as he becomes landlord to Hobart's, well, homeless people with an income, I suppose. Hello, Scott.
Morning, Rick.
How many families have you got camping at the showgrounds?
Gee, I reckon I've probably got somewhere between 8 and 10 at the moment, and I've also got a couple of couples that don't have kids there as well.
What does it cost to camp there?
Basic rates, $20 a night, and you get your seventh night free.
Oh, that's kind of you, seventh night free. And what are the facilities like?
They're all right. They're not five-star. You know, we've got good showers and toilets, lots of toilets, but our kitchen facilities are extremely basic and makeshift.
And, I mean, you've also got all your camper vans and your people there as well. What are these families and couples telling you when they come, Scott?
Well, there's a mix. There's obviously the couples that are like, there are people that are like the ones on the paper today that have come from interstate, that they think Tassie's having a boom, they think there'll be lots of jobs here, and they don't do their homework and they get here and realise that there's no housing for them. I've had a couple of them, but predominantly I've got working Hobart families that are in between rentals. For whatever reason, one rental's come to an end and they just can't get a leg up into another one. Just last week I had a family with six kids, Rick, turn up, so they're in three tents. It really is a crisis situation.
In your position, I mean, is this a responsibility that you're equipped to take on at the showgrounds?
No, it's not, mate. Obviously, we're not going to turn people away and put them out on the street, but it's not something we're really geared up to do. We don't have any support services. A lot of it falls to me personally. We do what we can. We try and help them and encourage them and give them advice, but at the end of the day, if there's no houses out there, there's not a lot they can do.
How long are people staying there before they're finding accommodation?
Well, we did, two families managed to strike it lucky in the last couple of weeks, but some of them are looking to be there very long term, I'd suggest. And as you would know, the Hobart Showground is not a place to be in winter in a tent.
The families who are there and couples, like, do they have incomes? Are they working?
Yeah, we've got, there's a mix. There are people that don't, but what I've seen since December is a big increase in working families. So one or two parents going off to work every day, kids trying to go to school, and basically are just not being able to crack the very competitive rental market. So they've got the capacity to go into a rental. They've got bond money. They can pay their rent. But for whatever reason, they're just not getting to the top of the very long list that is for rental housing.
Scott, what would you like to see happen? Who needs to get onto this, do you think?
Well, look, you know, I applauded all parties because they came out with some great affordable housing policies during the election, but none of them are a quick fix. They're all 18 months to 2 years away. I need relief now. We need a circuit breaker right now, today, in fact. You know, we need some support or somebody to come and talk to us about how we can help these families. I mean, it's interesting. We've done a lot of publicity on this over the last few weeks, and really no one's come near us to offer their assistance or try and help us. We've had members of the public donate goods. I've had tents donated, fridges donated, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd like to see all parties get together really urgently and come up with some solutions, because I'm racking my brain. I really don't know what the answer is. But the bottom line is we can't have families living in tents as we get into the colder months. It's just not tenable.
Have you spoken with organisations like Colony 47 or...?
Well, the thing is, the organisations like that themselves have been referring people to us. They're at capacity, their shelters are full. Most of the shelters are only catering for women and children. They won't take a family unit. We've had one family just last week had to separate, so Dad's still in the park, but the five kids and Mum have gone off somewhere else. So the facilities just aren't there for your average working family. They're just not on the radar, mate.
Where are people doing their cooking?
I've got a camp kitchen that we set up for the backpackers. Pretty basic facilities, but it does do the job. And I've got a barbecue, basically, so yeah. Most of them have to cook on the barbecue.
No roast chicken?
No roast chicken, mate, no.
Yeah. How do you feel stuck in the middle of this, Scott? You're meant to just be taking rent off Bunnings and relaxing now.
should be, but it doesn't work like that, mate. Look, it devastates me. I see kids get out of the tent every morning and put their school uniform on and head off to school, and it breaks my heart to think that they're coming home to a tent and they haven't got a roof over their head. These are good people. I talk to them all the time. I try and help them. 90% of them are really good people, genuine people. It just breaks my heart.
Well, the call-out's there, Scott. Have you put your hand in your own pocket for some of the families?
Certainly have, mate. My staff and myself have donated things like fridges and clothes, and somebody turned up last week with a whole heap of food. So, yeah, we definitely do what we can.
But what might be good if you're listening at home is, rather than necessarily randomly dropping things off for Scott, is putting pressure on your local MP to try and come up with something for this. Give them a ring. Tell them that you're concerned about it. What do you need to do today, Scott?
Well, I don't know. Every day's different, mate. I'll get to work and I'll see what confronts me today. But, look, I thought, what could be solutions? The only thing I could really do is get my hands on a few vans and put people out of tents into vans. But even then, that's a band-aid solution. But it would be better than a tent. But beyond that, I'm struggling to come up with answers.
Okay, well, maybe if you've got a caravan sitting in your driveway of your shack with your two houses that half of Tasmania seem to own that you bought in 1980 for $20, maybe give Scott a ring and see if you're willing to loan that. Give him a call at the Royal Agricultural Society of Tasmania, Scott Gadd, and that could make an immediate difference as it starts to get cooler. Scott, great to talk to you today.
Thanks, Rick, and thanks for your concern.